It's moisturized, the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. Listen. That jet of fresh pure moisture stands for the new, different moisturized Raleigh 903. New blend, new taste, new freshness. It's the new, all-new moisturized Raleigh 903. Program starring Red Skelton with David Forrest and his orchestra, our singing star Anita Ellis, Gigi Pearson, Verna Felton, Pat McGee, and Wonderful Smith, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. It's a pleasure to bring you Metro Golden Mayer's popular comedian and the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
Evening, folks. How are you? 903, Ron.
903, Red.
Yeah, I sell like cake either.
You sure do. Yes, you do. Say, Red, have you noticed that Bob Hope's guests recently have all been Raleigh smokers? Tonight it was Ben Hogan, the golf champ, and last Tuesday he had Doug Fairbanks Jr., whose favorite brand is Raleigh.
Yeah, did you hear Hope say he always leaves me hole in the bag?
Yeah, I heard.
Yeah, but those are not golf balls in it, them's eggs.
That's his golf score.
Well, gee, I had a lot of fun. That's yours now. You can pick it up.
Okay, well.
Did you lose your place or are you just going to ignore me tonight?
Say, Red, I hear you were up north. How'd you find San Francisco?
Well, I just switched on the fog lights and there it was.
Well, Red, is all this talk about the San Francisco fog true?
No, during the time I was there, I didn't see any fog at all.
You didn't?
Oh, the weather wasn't clear enough.
Well, you didn't have to happen to stop at Alcatraz, did you?
No, our class doesn't hold its reunion until next spring.
Well, where else did you go?
Went down and had dinner at the Fisherman's Wharf.
What'd you have?
Huh?
What'd you have?
An omelet. Hey, I went fishing. I caught a little fish about an inch long.
See? What'd you do with it?
Fried it over a pilot light.
Well, say, Red, did you see Earl Wilson's column in the Daily News last Thursday?
Yeah.
He's very nice to you.
Yes, he was. It was a swell write-up. You know, Earl's been my favorite columnist.
Since when?
Since last Thursday. Hey, on the train, I read Earl Wilson's latest book, Pike's Peak or Bust. You know, I'd enjoyed the book more, but the guy next to me kept reading right along with me.
Gee, that always irritates me when some nosy guy reads over my shoulder.
That's the way the guy beside me felt, too. A streetcar and have people look over your shoulder and read out of your face. I don't mind that, but when they start cutting out clippings, that's... Hey, you know, Pike's Peak or Bust is really a swell book. It's funny and it's clean. It's so clean. In fact, it's the first book that Boston has read in 5 years.
Well, does it give the inside dope on a lot of celebrities?
Yeah, it gives a lot of inside dope on a lot of inside dopes. So all in all, it's really a good book, and it's written by a great newspaper man who always can see good in his fellow man, and that's Earl Wilson.
Listen. That jet of fresh pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new Raleigh 903 is moisturized by the revolutionary new 903 process. That fresh, clean, beneficial moisture penetrates every leaf, every fiber of Raleigh's choice tobaccos, brings you new mellow taste, new mildness, new freshness. It's the new, all-new Raleigh 903.
And remember this about the new Raleigh 903. Medical science offers proof positive. No other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smokers, follow the example of that beautiful star, Paulette Goddard. Smoke this new Raleigh 903. New blend, new freshness, new taste. You'll see the number 903 on the government stamp. This Raleigh 903 is new. All new. Smoke the new, all new Rowley 903. It's moisturized.
Anita Ellis sings Guilty.
What'd you do?
Is it a sin? Is it a crime? Loving you dear like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of loving. Maybe I'm wrong, dreaming of you, dreaming the lonely night through. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty. Guilty of dreaming of you. What can I do? What can I say after I've taken the blame? You say you're true, you'll go your way, but I always feel just the same. Maybe I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong, loving you dear like I do. If it's a crime, then I'm guilty.
Scrapbook of satire will be on jealousy.
Good evening. My name is Jealousy. I am a professor in your school of thought. I teach four subjects: envy, resentment toward and fear of rivalry, insistence on exclusive ownership, skepticism of all but one's personal actions. When I have taught you how to be proficient in each subject, you will receive your diploma of unhappiness. Chapter 1, Fear of Rival.
My name's Roy Lumpkin. There's never been a jealous bone in my head. Where in my head? My first association with jealousy came about when I was born. My mother was jealous of other mothers. They had children. I came from a pioneer family of no good. My great-great-grandfather came to America during the Revolution. He was thrown out of the country during a party in Boston when he spiked the tea. As I said before, I've never been of a jealous nature. Or I might resent what other people have, but I ain't jealous. You care to hear my sad story, Bub?
Why, sure.
Then lend me your ears. You didn't have to hand them to me, just... My trouble started one night at the club. It was a very classy joint. It was so exclusive, they threw the owner out three times. I had just finished a glass of milk. I poured it into the cuspidor. I have nothing against these Jersey highballs. As a rule, I never touch the stuff.
But somebody dropped an olive in the glass and then told me it's what I usually ordered, but it was suffering with smog. Well, I threatened the head waiter. He told me, and I quote, "If you come behind this counter," he says, "I'll crown you." Well, after the coronation, I met an old friend of mine.
Howdy, Willie.
Well, as I live and breathe Simpson, it's the late my old friend Long Thompson. How you been, Lord?
Well, howdy, Willie. Yeah. You're looking in the pink of condition.
Yeah, and I got bloodshot eyes to match, too. What's she doing in town? Huh?
Oh, I've got a new car, and I thought I'd go for a drive.
Got a new car? I wouldn't have one. Just so they can charge you a lot more money, they've added a lot of useless accessories like wheels and brakes. They're not like the old cars, you know.
You aren't by any chance jealous, because you don't have one.
I wish you hadn't have said that.
Why?
Because it's the truth. I've been driving that thing I got for years now.
Well, what kind of car have you got?
It's a 1928 one-door sedan.
Never heard of a one-door sedan. Who made it?
A truck. Some wise guy wouldn't pull over. So I told him off after I pulled my head out of his taillight. I said, "You get out of that pool, that truck there, and I'll mess you up a bit," I said. "Well, say, what do you think it is? A woman truck driver."
Did you mess her up?
My case comes up Thursday.
Well, it's good to see you. What's that you have in your hand? Something for your wife?
Yeah, it's a bunch of flowers for my wife, Gigi. See, some goldenias they are.
But they're all withered up.
Yeah, it's my fault that they're withered, you see. They were beautiful a few minutes ago, but I smelled them and I accidentally exhaled instead of in there.
Well, where's the little woman now?
Well, last time I saw her, she was going to a beauty shop trying to get that 1947 look about her. She's 47, she wants to look 19.
Hey, didn't she used to go with Mel Bernstein?
Yeah. Why you mention him?
Oh, no reason. Just happened to see him in town this afternoon.
Mel's in town?
Well, what's the matter, Willie?
I wonder if that's why she didn't get mad when I said I was going out tonight.
Oh, now don't go getting any silly ideas. You aren't jealous, are you?
Me? No. I'll see you later.
You are jealous.
No, I always turn green at this time of the day.
Now, look, Willie, forget that guy. I'll admit he thinks he's quite a ladies' man, but believe me, he's his own worst enemy.
Not while I'm alive. Well, I left the club and I drove home, stopping on the way to clean the telephone poles from my windshield wiper. All I could think of was Mel Bernstein. Mel Bernstein, louder and louder, it kept wrecking through my brain. And finally, I pulled up in front of my California home, a Quonset hut surrounded by good humor men and life folks. There was a dim light in my apartment, so I parked my car. I hoped I parked on the right side of the street. When you park between these Studebakers, it's pretty hard to tell. I walked up the stairs, and I walked in. Walked down the hall, and suddenly I was in front of my apartment, the one with the eviction notice on the door. Number 66. And then I heard voices in the apartment, and something inside of me snapped. I swallowed my bubble gum. Voices, someone said.
Oh, I love you.
I love you too, my dear. Let me take you away from these days.
Sound like Chuck Boyer. Suddenly, everything in front of me went black. Somebody hung a hat over the keyhole.
the door. Running through my body of tensions. My back's up and running through my body of tensions. So open the door, I cried. Richard wasn't there, so it's a mess. And like a madman, I turned the door knob. It was unlocked all the time. There before me stood a terrified woman. And a horrified man stood by the window, and then my bubble gum popped and knocked me flat on the floor. I entered the room. A man came in after me.
Mr. Laplop, what happened?
Ain't you been paying attention? I caught this man talking to my wife.
Oh, this ain't your one.
Ain't this apartment 66?
No, this is 6.
Good heavens, my jealousy's making me say double again.
Listen. That jet of fresh pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Rolly 903 cigarette. It's moisturized to stay fresh longer. It's moisturized to taste better. It's moisturized to smoke milder. Yes, this new moisturized Rolly 903 is unlike any Rolly cigarette you've ever smoked before. It's new. All new. New blend. New freshness. New taste.
And remember this about the new Rolly 903. Medical science offers proof positive. Tests certified by a jury of 14 doctors, based on a method used by the United States government, prove that no other leading cigarette gives you less nicotine, less throat-irritating tars.
Smoke the new, all-new Rolly 903. It's moisturized.
David Forrester and his Rolly Cigarette Orchestra play a waltz from Broadway's newest musical hit, Finian's Rainbow, and it's called When I'm Not Near the Girl I Love.
Chapter 2, Jealousy with Circumstantial Evidence and an Imagination. Junior got Grandpa and Dutch and his grandma in jealousy's clutch. The result of his prattle was almost a battle, till he admitted he tattled too much.
Oh, boy, look on the top shelf of that cupboard up there, cookie jar. That means there's a fresh supply of homemade manhole covers in there. Maybe Grandma wouldn't mind if I took a few. Then again, she might get mad because she warned me about climbing up on this cupboard because I might fall out and hurt myself. I better not take any. You know, second thought. May as well take a couple of beans. I'm up here anyway, you know.
Junior!
Never don't yell, you scared me.
You're in the cookie jar.
How do you know me? Feet sticking out?
I told you about getting in that cookie jar.
Yes?
Now get down from there.
Okay, go animal.
Wait till I get the ladder.
Well, I can't change my mind in midair, kid.
Now I'll have to punish you for disobeying.
Well, now, if I'm going to put you through any trouble, kiddo, you...
You hit me, you hit me. You broke me with a bat. You broke me back. You hit me and broke me. So where we at? You broke me. So where we at?
Then why are you holding your head?
Because I don't know where me so where we at is. You hit me again, I'm going to tell on you, Harry.
You're going to tell what?
I will tell everybody that you used to be Madam Muller, the woman heavyweight wrestler champion of the world.
Junior, I was no such thing.
Oh, no? Ladies and gentlemen, the winner of this match is Atomic Annie.
Suppose me!
I knew your father shouldn't have laughed when the stork knocked at the door and said, "Trick or treat."
Yeah. Hey, Grandma, did the stork bring me?
Yes, I guess they were out of babies that day.
Yes.
When I was your age, I didn't do things like you do.
No, oh, backward child, huh?
You're getting too big for such tomfoolery. Huh? I want you to take an oath that you won't cause any more havoc.
Okay, I will give you me stout salute.
So why are you holding your nose?
I belong to the skunk patrol.
Don't be silly.
Yeah.
Repeat after me.
Repeat after me.
I, Junior,
the widow wafted Iud.
Do solemnly swear.
Yeah. Oh, no, you don't. You ain't tricking me into a beating. No. I'm not swearing. I have two widows to swear.
Come on. Do solemnly swear that I will never again do another wrong deed. But say it. What are you waiting for?
That I will never again do another wrong thing.
What was that explosion in the living room?
There were some delayed action bombs in the goldfish bowl, I think.
Junior.
What?
What have you got in your pocket?
A pretty widow box.
Let me see it.
It fell out of Grandpa's hole in his pocket. Just...
There wasn't a hole in his pocket last night.
There is now. What is it?
Oh, a wristwatch.
A wristwatch?
Junior, was there a card with this?
No, there wasn't, but Grandpa said something about it being for a lady named Annie. I don't think you're very ripe. You look green all of a sudden, Grandma. Hey, is that watch better than yours, Grandma?
Well, look for yourself.
This is...
This one has gold hands.
This is yours. These pan hands.
Junior,
what
does your grandfather usually do when he takes you for a walk?
Well, he puts me up on the ice cream counter and he says, "You stay here, kiddo. I'll be right back." And then he goes next door to a sawmill.
A sawmill?
Yeah, I think so. It's a sawdust on the floor, anyhow. I know. Maybe it's a music shop. Maybe it's a music shop. He says he's going in there to wet his whistle, and he does, too.
Wet his whistle. How do you know, dear?
Because I followed him, but they wouldn't let me in. They said, "We don't allow minors in here." Well, I says, "Don't allow minors in here." Goodness me. Why you say that to me? I don't even know John L. Lewis. They wouldn't let me in.
Did you see your grandfather in that place?
Yes, I peeked through the swinging doors, I did.
Do they have waitresses in there?
You mean girls that wait on tables?
Yes.
Little short skirts and little white aprons?
Yes.
Red fingernails long?
Yes.
No, I didn't see any of them.
No blondes?
Blondes. Everybody talked about the blondes. Blondes. Don't the widow redheads and brunettes ever had no fun?
Oh, have you ever seen him, well, say, affectionate toward anyone?
Well, now that you mention it, yes. I see him once put his arms around Mabel's neck.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, oh, I knew it. I noticed the sudden change in him, especially toward me. What does Mabel look like?
She's beautiful. She got long legs.
Junior!
Well, she has. I sat on her back one day. She won the Kentucky Derby one year.
What on earth are you talking about?
Mabel, the policeman's horse.
A horse? Then why don't you say what you mean?
You yelled at me!
I'm sorry.
No, you're not.
Or you'll be hearing from me on Mr. Anthony's program. And I will mention names, too.
Tell me some more about your grandfather.
Well, no, kiddo. Yes. You fly into one of them jealous rages again, and you'd better be careful accusing Grandpa. A man don't like to be accused of things that he hasn't done and wish he had. Besides, we informers ain't in this squealing business for our health, you know.
Well, I'll give you a penny.
Well, thanks, Sporty.
Two pennies?
No, if we're going up that slow, we're going to be here all day, you know.
Look, tell me all you know,
yeah?
And I'll buy you that toy police car in the 5 and 10.
Tiny the policeman use?
Yes, sir.
The horn, it goes beep, beep.
Yes.
Machine gun goes...
That, too.
The siren goes... Woo!
It certainly will.
Why don't we sing like that? I can make all them noisy meter.
I mean, you're spoiled like him.
Well, I don't see how he could be spoiled. The cops keep him in the can most of the time. Does I get the nickel or don't I?
I don't have any change.
I have change. Me piggy banks turned out to be a hog.
Okay, I'll give you a nickel.
Okay, Warden, I'll turn state evidence now.
Now, think hard, Junior.
Yes?
Who is this Anna your grandfather got to watch for?
He's just to my son.
Oh, here he comes. Here he comes. Give me your hand. Give me your hand.
Give me your hand. What are you going to do? Throw me at him?
No. I just want him to remember us as we stand here betrayed. And when he walks into this house, we are going to walk out forever.
You better lay off them double features, kiddo.
I want your grandfather to see how much he's hurt us both.
Uh-huh.
Now try to look as sad as you can.
Okay.
Oh, no. No, don't look like that. We don't want to scare him to death.
Well, maybe you would like for me to give you a couple facial auditions or something. Goodness. Hey, where are we going? How are we going to live if we leave here?
I don't know what I'll do, but maybe I could get my old job back.
I'm afraid there ain't much demand for the floor door girls this year, kiddo.
Well, to make a living for us, I'll probably have to work as a scrub woman.
Oh, that would be fun. I could be you, Ma. You could take
hello,
your
Bernadier. Hello, Bernadier.
There's a riot squad here. You better stand by for that.
Where have you been, Cass?
At the office.
Mm-hmm. Take a tip from me, Grandpa. Keep moving him around. Move around.
What's wrong with you?
There's nothing wrong with me. I'm the same loyal wife I've been for 30 years.
Yes?
What's she crying about?
That's a pretty sad speech she just made, I thought.
Yes, my dear, that's right. You're the same girl I married 30 years ago today.
Don't try to soft stop me.
Soft-stop her.
You. Today.
Today?
Yes. Today's our 30th wedding anniversary.
That's who your wife was for. Anniversary.
Please forgive me, dear. Oh, dear. I was all ready to accuse you of something you didn't do.
Yes.
And I was all set to go out into the world of my own.
Yes.
A helpless old lady.
The poor old lady.
Never to see you again.
Never to see you
again. Oh, no.
What are you crying about?
She's scared, Jeff.
Remember, I'll be back in the next season at the same time. Until next season, then, this is Fred Show saying goodbye now. Thanks for listening. Tune in early next week for the Book Award on Bob Hope Show.
Sir Walter Raleigh, the pipe tobacco that rates superior on all counts. Check them.
A rich, ripe, full-bodied, burly blend.
Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Mellowed with rum for extra smoothness. Deep down, satisfying goodness.
That's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Clean smoking all the way down. No soggy heel. Leaves only a clean, dry ash.
And that's Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Crimp cut for slow, even, cool burning.
Yes, Sir Walter Raleigh pipe tobacco.
Smoke Sir Walter Raleigh. The quality pipe tobacco of America.
Red Scout is brought to you by the Brown and Williamson Tobacco Corporation. Broadcasting Company. This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.